Good morning. We're going to continue the halachas of by Rabbi Motzi in regards to medications and cosmetics. So we spoke about cosmetics. Now let's turn our attention to medications. So medications, which are going to be applied topically, will function the same way as with cosmetics. And that's not our issue. That's not our issue now. Our issue now is to talk about medications that are going to be ingested. So here a person is putting them in his mouth intentionally, different than the cases of cosmetics, which a person is not doing so. So by putting them into his mouth directly, we should argue the following. See, if they are made out of kidneys, we said before that the exer of kidneys does not apply to a case of a chola. So even though he's eating it, a person can own kidneys. We mentioned that already. A person cannot eat, an Ashkenazi person cannot eat kidneys. But over here, he's eating it, but he's eating it for refuah purposes. So they never made the gzeiras kidneys in regards to a person who has a din of a chola. So a chola can be, there's three types of people which are ill. There's a person who has a sakana. So obviously that doesn't apply to a person who has a sakana. There's a person who does not have a sakana, but he's considered a halacha chola due to the virtue of the fact that he is needs to take the bed because of his illness, or even if he does not take the bed because he has children he has to take care of, etc., but really belongs in bed due to the intensity of the illness. So both of those can take kidneys. A person has just like a headache, what's called a mechish ba'alma. It's a little bit of a discomfort. It's not incapacitating the person. So that person should not take kidneys either. He does not have din of a chayla. Young children have an automatic status, equivalent status of a chayla for these purposes. So if they would need kidneys, they would be allowed to take them. If you're going to be putting them into bottles, etc., so that should be kept separate from the rest of the Pesach dishes. And we should be done in a different area, preferably. That's its kidneys. What about if there's actual chametz in the medication? So here the person is intentionally putting it in his mouth. So theoretically we should argue the concept of akshaba. He's by putting it into his mouth to ingest it, he's making a decision that this is significant to him, and the chametz is significant. But we could also argue that this is called shalok derech achilasa. The person is not eating it in the normal fashion of eating. He's just taking the pill and swallowing it down, which is clearly it's not an act of achila. It's an act of something else other than achila. So that is meikar, then that is correct. So a person can take, even though he's not a chalash yesh basakana, it's not life threatening. A person can take medication, even though he's ingesting it. Okay. With that being said, since there are some who disagree, if a person has an equally viable non-chametz option, a person should avail himself of equally viable non-chametz option. If there is not a other option available, or even if there is, it's not as effective or whatever it might be. That's so you can even. And again, even though the person is not deathly ill, it's not a question of sakana. He's allowed. He's meeker. If he doesn't have another option available, he's allowed to take the medication. What about a case where the medication is flavored and it contains chametz? So now we have the purpose of these flavorings is that when a person puts it in their mouth, they're enjoying the flavor, etc. So it is functioning. Yes, similar to the act of achila. So the concept of achshavei would or should apply to these items. So in that situation, if it's possible, definitely should be replaced with something which is not, it doesn't have that flavor to it. If that is not possible, a person is in a situation of sakana, obviously a person should be mekel. So in a case where it's not a sakana, and it's not life-threatening for him to take this type of medication, and it's flavored chametz, then a person should not take that medication. He should definitely be in touch with the doctor and with a local Orthodox rabbi to find exactly what he could do. One last thing I want to touch on. So we've discussed the issues of using it. What about Bayiron, Bayimotze, in regard to these items? So we discussed three items: kitnius, and a problem Bayiron, Bayimotze. A case of chametz. So if a person has a zakana, he must keep the item. Use items, so he obviously is going to keep it. They're able to have it available for use. So we're not talking about that. But we're talking about a case where there is no sakana involved. So we gave it a case where it is not flavored, so you're allowed. There's no isur bayor bayimotze because there's nothing giving it a chashivas. In a case where it is flavored, so again we revert, but there's no bayor bayimotze because it's only once you take benefit of the flavor, it gets an achshave. But batsim, it's not royal achila for a caliph, and therefore you would not have a problem by Rabbi Motze and such a thing. In a case where it's in a liquid form and it's flavored and it has chometz in it, so that we said yesterday, case where it's in a liquid form and it's flavored, so then it is considered roy, and if it's considered roy, the chometz is going to be a problem. So it'll be a problem of only that type of chometz in a person's possession on Pesach. Have a good day.